The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Are you making the most of your KiwiSaver investment? Generate is an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of strong long-term performance. Making a smart decision now could add tens of thousands of dollars by the time you reach retirement. Book a no-obligation chat with a Generate KiwiSaver advisor today at generatekiwisaver.co.nz/getadvice. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited, and of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns.
Hello there, weary traveller. On the last episode of Waterdeep Mountain High, our heroic students discovered that a special rapier was required to draw the blood of their evil teachers, as if homework wasn't enough. They journeyed deep into the forest to find a witch named Threnody, but first, they disguised themselves quite cleverly and quite pointlessly as an Italian baker, a South African actor, and a Swedish candlestick maker. And then Peng fell into some quicksand. Well, let's see how they get on, shall we, in this next installment of Waterdeep Mountain High.
I tie the end of the rope on around my waist and I start like trying to power away from the grass. This wall is sinking. Yeah. Sorry, strength?
You can make a strength check as well.
16.
Okay. You pull
20 natural for me.
Alright, with that you pull her out 2 feet, so she's back to 1 foot.
I rolled a 17 plus my strength modifier, so that's 16.
Wow. Okay, so you guys all get involved and together you pull Ping out.
Congratulations.
It's my friend Dave. He's a great baker.
I'm furious with this woman, and I draw my dagger.
It's the name of our band.
And I get my loaf of ciabatta, and I put my loaf of ciabatta on the end of Ping's dagger to make it look like that's how we're presenting the bread.
Okay, so maybe we should make a diplomacy check to see if that satisfies.
Threnody? Diplomacy?
So you don't have to make a check, really. We'll say Kate does.
So where is diplomacy?
So I think that would be like a charisma.
Well, I mean, in that case, then I got a 23.
Okay. Wow, then yes, Threnody, you
it's
are.
It's on saving throw A. It's this one, I think.
Oh, he said charisma.
Yeah. That you are impressed.
What is that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. There's nothing I love more than a good ciabatta. Please, all, come inside my humble cottage.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You guys go to the
cottage. Yeah.
All right. So the Italian baker, the South African actor, the
I am French now.
Swedish candlestick maker, and Ping the goblin,
covered in
sand, head into the cottage. Inside, it's It's cozy. It's homely. It's actually really not. It feels peaceful. It's not like cluttered or anything. There's sort of like a minimalism thing going on. Lots of candles. Smells great. There is a hearth which is burning. There's some soup bubbling away on it, and above the hearth on the wall is a rapier. pure silver.
Well, I've got a lovely chorizo and prawn soup on the boil that will go perfectly with this ciabatta. Can you all stay for lunch?
Right, look, I would love to, but I recently converted to vegetarianism.
Oh!
And I believe Kate is vegan, but...
I think you meant candle.
It's a little nickname that I use for her. I call him Kate. It's just a little joke, because the thing is, I think he resembles Kate Moss, who is she's just another student at the school. It's a weird thing, because that's clearly an Italian man.
It is.
And Kate Moss is like a 14-year-old girl.
She is an ugly student.
Yes, she gets bullied a lot. She does look like an Italian elderly man. If anything, I should be calling Kate Luciano. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Are you telling me that Luciano is the...
What he says is, again, it's true.
So you're a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, you heard of the phrase, the doppelganger. Well, it's just you never get to pick who your doppelganger is. And this is it. The 14-year-old student, Kate Moss, is my Luciana Benzoni's doppelganger.
Well,
yeah, the rumors are true.
Meanwhile, I'm going to go over to the stove and pick up the ladle.
Ray, do you want to try and see if they're lying, or are you convinced?
Yes. Can my character not care who they are?
Okay, great.
Your character, roll.
16.
It doesn't matter, you don't care. you officially don't care.
Well, I assume that you're here for some reason. If it's not for the chorizo prawn soup, what is it?
Hey, may I ask, what is your name?
Trinity.
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
I'm trying to charm her with my Italian baker wiles.
Tell me, you say that you know of my ex-husband, Principal Droro.
Yes, I've heard of this man. I can't imagine what kind of man would I give up for a woman like you.
Oh, please, you flatter me, Luciano.
No, I don't flatter you. I just tell the truth.
Oh, no, I know that I'm a bit past my expiration date.
Oh, not easily. I tell you what, the best of bread is the bread that is a hot.
You're just saying that.
No, I was not to say that.
I must say I'm blushing.
Ping, you're trying to steal some of the soup?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the ladle.
Okay,
I'm
going to slide a handshake.
Fifteen.
You can get some of that soup.
Oh, no, not 15. It's, heaps more. It's 21.
Okay, you get a good... You get a good bowl full of soup.
Yeah, great.
It's quite weird to steal the soup she was offering.
Luciano, I must say, you've really warmed an old woman's heart. If there is anything I can do for you.
I'm standing behind the witch and I'm pointing to the rapier.
There is nothing you can do.
None of this tit for tat.
Absolutely not. In fact, I say we give and give and give to you
A true gentleman.
Just in from outside the cottage.
She just showed up with free brick to kick.
She's too deep in the character.
Outside the cottage, you hear the unmistakable sound of a pan flute. And then a deep voice. Come out, Threnody.
Oh. Terrifying.
You recognize this voice as the voice of Mr. Bimbley.
Bimbley, what are you doing at my house?
Oh, Threnody,
is this a lover? Luciano, he means nothing to me.
Mr. Bimbley, the satyr,
I don't know,
is standing on the other side of the quicksand. He's got his pan flutes up in a sort of threatening manner. And he is looking furious. He says, I've been looking for you for a long time, Threnody. Yeah, just had to make sure that knife was destroyed. It's a good thing these kids have led me right to you, because now I think we can just get that over with.
Mr. Bimbley's a bad guy. You all betrayed me. I let you into my house. Stitched me up from the beginning.
We did, and I can only see Ping and Hammond. I assume the others have run off, because obviously here is an Italian baker.
Is that the freaking actor?
An actor who looks remarkably like Forrest Rivers. Yes, but his acting is for sure.
Yes.
A lot better than I know Forrest to be, and Mr. Morrison is nowhere to be seen. But Ping, you've led me right to them.
Are you a candlestick, my candlestick?
Yeah,
Come on out, Threnody. Give me the rapier, and I'll be on my way.
Can I, no, this is the idea. I was going to give you my rapier as like a decoy rapier, but then I'd have no rapier. I'm not really keen for that. But
how about to trade?
Now would be a good time. Here's what we want to do. Would you like this guy dead?
Yes!
Why don't we just take the rapier and get his blood right now? Well, it's kind of full on to kill a teacher, though.
Hey, sweet Threnody.
It's Threnody.
I am so sorry. Sweet Threnody.
Call me what you like.
We require nothing from you.
Except I would personally be honored if I could... maybe have or temporarily borrow your rapier.
See, but there's no pressure.
Yes.
I really appreciate that, Luciano. I've just met you. I don't know if I can trust you with my rapier.
Oh, a Threnody.
Yes, Luciano.
Hey, look at me, eh? I've been nothing but a bread and love ever since I walked in here.
So you think that because I owe you? You think that I owe you?
No.
Do you do something nice?
No,
to give me my rapier?
This is a teachable moment for...
Do any of us have like a sleep spell or anything?
I
just
do,
put
yeah.
it to sleep and just get them.
I have one. Oh, I would never. I get kind of like a little bit bored trying to, and I cast a sleep spell, sending her into a magical slumber.
On Threnody.
Yeah.
Can I fight the sleep spell?
Let me check. I think so.
A roll of 5d8. The total is how many hit points a creature's the spell can affect.
Okay, yeah.
Creatures
so roll 5d8.
5d8, yeah.
Oh, well, that's 1d8. 3. 7.
19. That's a 6.
That was 6 rolls.
I'll roll again. Yes. A
22. Yeah, no, you did not send Threnody's asleep.
No way! What do I need?
Guys, it seems like she is a friend of ours. I don't know why we always have to attack people who are kind of friendly.
Mr. Bimbley walks through the front door of the cottage.
Mr. Bimbley. You do not know me. I am a South African actor. But we would very much appreciate it if you joined us for some soup.
You're offering Bimbley my soup.
I try to wink at the witch.
Serenity.
Okay, make a sleight of hand check.
Solid, eh?
He sees you wink.
And then, you were just talking to straight.
And then I'm like, I pretend I've got a kind of twitchy face.
Yeah, and you are such a good actor that he
I'm like, oh, sorry.
He's a little confused, he's a little on edge, but he hasn't attacked you yet.
I have a facial spasm.
Just give me the rapier thread and I'll be on my way.
What do you want it for?
I want to destroy it.
Why? I like it. It looks good above my fireplace.
Well, that may be, but I'll give you a different one.
Can I go and get the... How high up is it?
It's within grabbing height, so you could... you guys are both sort of equal.
I'm going to...
Tell you what, let's both do it. Can I
pretend I'm going to light a fire?
Oh, okay. Right. Make a stealth check.
It's a little chilly.
Is going already.
I would like to... promote the fire to...
He sees what you're doing. You both get the same idea and you both rush for the rapier on the wall at the same time. So let's make a strength check, I guess. Or acrobatics, maybe.
Acrobatics, okay.
Because we're going to flip over there.
Oh, King's great at acrobatics.
15-2.
You get to the fireplace. He trips over because Trinity stuck out her foot, and Mr. Bimbley goes straight down onto the floor and just bashes his head on the ground.
Oh!
And you grab the rapier off the wall.
Yeah. Can I point it at him, like threaten him with it?
Yep. He sits up. What are you doing? Who are you?
My name is Luke. I am from South Africa. Acting is my passion, and I don't want you to steal this wonderful woman's rapier, so I'm going to look after it for her, and I will give it back to Renadine. You've been nothing but hospitable to us, and we appreciate that, but you, sir, are bad news, and you're not getting this sword.
Can Serenity be charmed by this speech? And she starts kind of sidling up to him.
Hey, it's really neat. Hey, what's happening? Hey, how's someone getting so warm a speech?
She tries to put her to sleep.
Hey, I'm trying to put her to sleep.
Luke, there were some really nice things you said about me.
Okay.
Can we find him?
Yeah, Mr. Bimble is going to cast a magic missile.
Oh, it's mine.
Don't use Mr. Morrison's signature move.
But I am not a Mr. Morrison.
I know, but...
Oh, what's wrong?
I did not say that Mr. Morrison was in the room. I just said, that's Mr. Morrison's signature move. And you happen to say, that's my move. It can be multiple people's moves. I don't know your name, sir, Candlemaker, but what is it?
Sven.
He cast it at you. He cast one at Paul, one at Trinity, and one at I'm gonna say Helado. And you take 3 damage.
All of us.
All of you, because they hit automatically, and you guys are all fighting Mr. Bimbley now. So let's roll initiative.
I wasn't in there.
Well, you don't have to fight him. You can just stay out of... Okay, let's just say...
No, like, I wasn't in there, but just then
the missiles. Sorry.
No, you can get damage. You're all sort of...
So we're rolling for initiative.
So, you've got a shitload. Don't worry, Ray.
Okay. Yeah. You got lots.
I got a 17.
I got 22.
I got... 20, but not natural. It doesn't really matter. Oh,
21. Also, just so I know, coming out, with getting the blood, Do we just need to get like some of the blood on the rapier, or do we need to like carry around little bits of blood?
We'll have to find out.
Okay.
One of us probably has a bottle.
We'll do both.
I have a water skin we could put it in.
There you go. Mix all the blood.
Like a bag of sand.
Okay.
Have a backpack.
Your turn, Brent.
Great. I'm gonna pull out my blowgun. No, I'm not. I'm going to go and gonna run up to him and stab him with my dagger. I'm going to draw my dagger, and I'm going to try and stab him.
Okay.
In the eye.
In the eye? Oh, my God.
This is full on.
Maybe I'm not. I got one.
Okay, you trip over Threnody's foot again. outstretched foot, and you actually you fall, and your soup goes everywhere.
Oh.
The bowl breaks, oh. and it's really hot. Helado, it's your turn.
I don't want to kill him because we need to use the rapier on him. So I'm going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on him. Which...
Although we just need blood with the rapier, don't we?
Yeah, but you've got the rapier.
Yeah, but if you kill him, it'll be easy to get blood, but it's not.
Oh, anyway, I'm going to make him fall over laughing. You can stop.
Okay.
Him.
Do one of your famous knock, knock, knock jokes.
Knock. Do I need to should I roll first, or how does it...
You tell me, mate. How does it work?
Oh, yeah. So, creature of your choice. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or fall prone.
Okay.
So, I just tell the joke.
He fails. So, tell the joke.
What do you say?
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orc.
Orc who?
Awkward.
That's really good. He's just cracking up. He's like, that's just so racist, but it's good. The best ones are, you know. And he's just rolling around to the floor.
It's a BC got him there.
So he is incapacitated and not able to stand up. So he's rolling around on the ground. Paul, it's your turn.
Alright, I will
stand.
Yes, I mean, I think I'm going to have to do a move that I saw a student at the school who looked a lot like me but did not have this incredible accent. But he does a move called the stab, and I'm going to use this silver rapier, a little bit flasher than my usual rapier, to do it. I go for a stab. That's not great. It is... But, yes, sorry, I've gotten very confused. I've lost... Oh, no, it's... I mean, I'm going to say it's misses. Fighting style dueling. When you're wielding a melee weapon in one hand with no other weapon, you gain +2, 9, 11.
Right, it's
actually... No, sorry. Ignore that. 9.
It's actually 10 because the dagger you have, the rapier you have is magical.
I roll a solid 10 then.
And you stab...
I go for an arm.
Yeah.
Like a non-vital, non-kill strike.
You miss, unfortunately. Fine. But it looked cool. And Alice, it's your turn.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust, Rose, and I think a little fear. Really? But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Talofa Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kate's gotten jealous of the relationship between Trinity and Forrest. So she's going to use Dragon's Breath to attack Mr. He's going to attack. She's still going to attack Mr. What's his name?
Bimley.
But she's going to choose Dragon's Breath because you have to touch one of the willing participants.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use this as an opportunity to sidle up to Trinity and put my hand on her shoulder.
Okay.
And then on the small of her back. Give her the power of Dragon's Breath against the evil teacher.
Okay.
So do I roll?
This is cool. Does she shoot fire out of her mouth?
So
yeah.
You touch Trinity.
She's like a gun.
So you can pick.
Well.
You touch one willing creature and imbue it with the power to spew magical energy from its mouth, provided it has one. Choose acid, cold, fire, lightning, or poison. The creature can use the action to exhale energy of the chosen type in a 15-foot cone.
Okay. So you touch Trinity.
So Trinity's
going to on the spool of the
back. Trinity's going to spew fire out of her mouth.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Then I roll.
Mr. Bimbley will make a saving throw and he fails it. So you roll 3d6. Oh wait, sorry, when you cast a spell using a spell.
Taking
3d6 damage.
4d6 damage. 4d6?
Yeah.
1, 5, 10. 12. My lucky number.
Who was adding those up?
Me.
Oh, it's 12.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she didn't roll a 12 with that last D6. What kind of... Seems rigged.
So you touch... And is it, what sort of fire... What sort of damage is it? Did you choose fire or acid?
Oh, I think you get to pick that. Hey, Thrindy, I'm going to give you this power through a mere touching the small of your back. You pick at the cold, or you pick at the fire.
I pick at the hot fire.
Yeah. Let me get some yeast and water together, and I'll put the bread in the fire.
I'll bring the yeast. You can bring the others.
You're so beautiful.
You guys are like getting so into it that like she almost breathes the fire in your face because she's so like entranced by you.
Sorry.
At the last moment, she turns ahead and spews fire onto Mr. Bimbley, and he screams in laugh with laughter. He's still laughing at the orc joke. Rhiannon, it's your turn. So, what would you like to do?
I'm going to do my claws.
Great.
Oh, should I pick something cooler? I don't know. None of these are really attacking. Like my spells aren't really. Oh.
Hey,
you can
do
thank you.
Yeah, claws is a good one.
Yeah, I'll do my claws.
Okay, so roll this one.
Oh, it's a 2.
So you miss him with your claws. but you are still very horny. Mr. Timbley is
Bimbley or Tister
Bimbley?
Brumbley?
Is am I still incapacitated?
You have to make a wisdom saving throw on each turn, and I think each time you get damage. Sorry.
Okay. Yes, he succeeds. So he stops laughing and stands up. And what's he going to do? He is going to point at himself and say, "It's all smoke and mirrors in here." And he transforms himself into a cloud of gas.
Oh, oh no.
Oh my god, he's got the same spell.
That's a Maya move.
And that is his turn. It's just,
wow.
Just a cloud of gas.
Oh no. That's bad.
Brennan, it's your turn.
I don't know if I can do anything because he's a cloud of gas. Well, let's just try anyway. I think Ping's kind of stupid, so just like pull out my blowgun and like fire at the cloud of gas because it's all I can do.
Okay. I actually don't know what the rules are for when I've got cloud of gas, but I definitely think like that would just pass right.
Yeah,
through.
Yeah.
The target has resistance to non-magical damage.
Okay, resistance. Cool. So make an attack.
Non-magical.
14. Okay. You hit him.
Oh, great! With my blowgun. Cool. And then do this. That's 6.
Okay, so he takes half that. Right, it's your turn.
Do you think if I was to make a stink cloud, that would make him feel bad? Like, then he was mixed his cloud particles with a stink cloud? And that's all I can think to do. All right, I'm going to cast a stink cloud in the room.
He's immune to non-magical attacks, is that right?
Yeah.
You sure?
Well, resistance. I guess I could just attack him with magic.
Oh, no.
Do we have
don't let me...
If you make a stink cloud, I think you're going to poison everyone.
Yeah, okay, that's a close space. Alright, I'll cast a magic missile at him. Alright, 3d4? What, 1d4 three times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alright. 3, 5, 7, 10.
Okay, oh, nice. Okay, right, you 10? Cast the magic missiles at him, and they strike this cloud of gas,
mm-hmm.
and they, cause Mr. Beverly to transform back into his shape, and he falls to the ground again. Paul, it's your turn.
Right. I would like to... I hold my sword... I kind of put it down and blade down into the carpet, and I take a knee, and I summon the power of Horonius through a prayer, and I cast a thunderous smite, which... thunder goes and then lightning hits the sword and it starts glowing blue. I then stand up and I go for a stab. A glowing stab. 10 again.
Okay, you miss him again. Sorry, man.
No, it's fine.
I want you to stab someone.
I've rolled back-to-back fours.
Alice, your turn.
With my minor,
I guess it's probably you're not used to this weapon.
Yeah, we'll blame that. But with my minor, I may as well taunt him a little bit. I'll say, Bimley, more like Bumley. Continue.
I realise that I'm going to have to perform a spell, but like all of my spells, in order to do that, I have to expose my breasts. And that means I have to come clean to Trinity and let her know.
Oh my god.
Because I'm going to try and cast a lightning bolt.
Okay.
Hey, Trinity. May I talk to you? This is South Africa. May I talk to you for a second? I have felt nothing but mutual affection.
I know it's not my turn in this battle, and this is taking a very long time.
Hey, is it not? I have barely gotten to the point.
Can I talk to you briefly by yourself?
Yes.
Are you showing your breasts? I believe that was a stipulation that you made up earlier because you wanted to show your breasts.
No, it's canon.
Okay.
It's not. It's because that's how my spells.
Yes, but I don't know if that's true or if that's something you made up. That's why.
It's
certainly something that she believes.
Okay. It's a woman. Can I do whatever she wants with her word?
Kate pulls down her top. And the illusion disappears.
Oh, I am sorry, Lucy.
Luciano!
Does the illusion disappear, or do just breasts pop out of your...
Just the breasts!
I think the whole illusion falls away, and you, a 14-year-old girl is revealed.
I'm sorry.
And then you...
But that doesn't mean that what I felt wasn't real!
You, are a young girl, what happened to my sweet, loving Luciano?
I'm sorry, I had to get rid of him because I've got to do this. And I grab my top and I rip it off. And I say, with the power of the woman's right to vote, come forth from my breasts in a lightning bolt. And I'm trying to attack Mr. What's-His-Name.
Yeah.
With my lightning bolt. I'm so sorry, this is going to destroy your house potentially.
Okay, go. So you form a line 100 feet long and 5 feet wide, blasts out from you in a direction you choose. This is an incredibly dangerous spell that you have cast, and so I'm going to say that, holy shit, this is a big one. Okay, so...
Are we in the way?
Yeah, I'm
going to
say...
Do you want to know what I roll? Or?
No, you don't need to roll. I need to make a dexterity saving throw, but so does Ping. Because I'm going to say that you are on the other side of the room.
Oh, no, Ping!
Make a roll a d20.
Dexterity saving throw. Oh, okay, good.
Natural one. How many have you rolled today?
Lots. It's an 8.
No, but a natural one. Yeah. It's still...
we both don't make it. So roll 8d6.
8d.
Me?
Yeah.
4, 7, 10, 14, 17, 21.
What's your?
39.
Okay.
Yeah.
You expose your breasts, your disguise falls away, revealing a 14-year-old girl, and this 14-year-old girl is more powerful than any Italian baker would ever dream of being. A lightning bolt from the sky crashes down,
wow,
destroying the roof of the cottage, ripping it apart, shattering the ground, and just ripping through Mr. Bimbley, cutting him in half, and also smashing Ping to the side. Ping flies and hits the wall, and there's a huge tear in the side of the cottage, and you can see this lightning bolt just carve away a gouge in the earth for another 80 metres into the forest, burning as it goes, and Mr. Bimbley is dead.
I look livid. And I pull out my dagger and point it
at him. Ping, I had to do it!
I will go over and I will dip my rapier into the body.
You lightly dip the blade into the charred flesh?
Yeah, I'll go like maybe just into the kind of rib cage area and get some blood.
Okay, you do, and the blood, the rib cage is just sort of steaming on the bench, and you put the blade in, and some blood sort of runs down a rivet in the rapier and sort of collects at the bottom.
Wow.
It seems to magically sort of stay there.
Oh,
very cool.
And you have collected the first bit of blood.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Anyone want to offer some congratulations to Kate
I want to say, as someone who did no damage in that battle, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ping looks at you with absolute disgust. You've made a powerful enemy.
Threnody is heartbroken and picks up a charred ciabatta from the floor and then uses her illusory appearance abilities and makes herself into the form of Luciano and walks away holding the charred ciabatta alone into the forest.
Sorry we wrecked your house.
Would you like a candlestick?
And that is the end of the episode.
Waterdeep Mountain High is produced by The Spinoff and edited by Alice Webb Little. It stars Nick Sampson, Alice Steddon, Paul Williams, Ray O'Leary, Brinley Stent, and our special guest Rhiannon McCall as Threnody. If you like the show, please leave an iTunes review or tell someone online. If you don't put it online, you know, frankly, it doesn't exist. See you next time. Thank you.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate. The Spinoff Podcast Network.